T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Pony Express.
We always talk about how do we restructure our season. Is it the right structure with 16 regular season and 4 preseason games? Should we look at expanding the playoffs? Those are discussions we're having with the Players Association. I think the steps we've made to make our game safer and better have worked tremendously well in collaboration with our players, but also in changing rules and equipment. We had a 30% reduction in concussions last year, and I think we can use that same model to reduce injuries and lower body injuries. I think the way we've modified in the last collective bargaining agreement was to really work a way to train our players differently and modify our game in such a way as to address those issues.
And welcome on this Sunday morning to another edition of the Pony Express, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio, the radio.com app, SiriusXM channel 206. I could fill almost the entire segment giving you the places where you can listen to the show. And thankfully, enough of you have tuned in that we're here again on this Sunday, July the 14th, 2019, listening to Roger Goodell tell you that the NFL is now a safer version of football. And that's one of the reasons why he feels like he can take his league now into the next frontier from a 16-game schedule up to an 18-game schedule, much rumored, much discussed over the years, and on the front burner again this week. That was Goodell on CNBC. So he's not going on ESPN. He's not going on CBS Sports Network. He's going on CNBC, which is for the dads out there and the uncles and the grandfathers who are, you know, thinking about their Vanguard accounts and 401ks and stock markets. That was the audience that Roger Goodell was talking to as he's trying to broker a big deal with companies like Amazon to stream more NFL games in the future. So that's where we're going to start. I'm happy to have you. I really am. Coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Andrew Filippone in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I do afternoons on one of our CBS Sports Radio affiliates, 93.7 The Fan. And there's a bunch of ways you can get in touch with me. You can follow me on Twitter at The Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. That's the name of the show. That's the name of my Twitter, at CBS Sports Radio for all of us here on the network. You can give me a call at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. I've listened to a lot of the discussions and debates this week on this 18-game proposal. It has a quirk to it. 18 regular season games, but NFL players would only be eligible for 16 games each. 16 games is what they're demanding out of the players over the course of an 18-game schedule. And I've heard a lot of pros and cons to it. I've heard hosts, I've seen columnists, I've heard callers. It's basically run the gamut here where I've done my best to at least pay attention to some of the discourse and some of the conversation that's been had on this topic. And one of my big takeaways, I think this news came out on Friday, it's now Sunday morning. One of my big takeaways on this is a very simple point that I want to share with you today. And that is, this story proves once and for all to me that people, sports fans in particular, are going to bitch about and complain about something regardless, and that we have really turned into a society, and as sports fans, I think we are either naturally or instinctually inclined to complain. And even if there are benefits, and even if the good outweighs the bad, we have I don't know what it is, if it's in the water, if it got passed down from generation to generation, if because of social media we're just angrier now, whether it's popular to say the negative thing. This story proves to me once and for all that fans are going to complain about something regardless. The NFL, it's in a lose-lose situation with its players on this one. And for whatever reason, fans can't see the forest through the trees with this story. And I'm really confused by it. And I'm hoping we have a good, honest conversation about it today, because I'm not a former player. I don't have that kind of skin in the game. I don't work for an NFL team. I'm a fan like you are. I'm somebody that wants to spend my weekends in the fall watching NFL games. So that's how I describe myself. And my guess is, my educated guess is, if you are listening to the show, you would describe yourself in a similar way. You're a football fan first. So if you're a fan, why in the world wouldn't you want more? Why wouldn't you want more NFL games? Why wouldn't you want more NFL games to watch? Why wouldn't you want more NFL games to bet on? Why wouldn't you want more NFL weeks of football for fantasy? The things that have made the NFL the most popular sport in America, why wouldn't you want more of it and less of the thing you clearly, as a viewer, as a consumer of the NFL, don't want? Meaningless football. So you read between the lines here. It's easy to read the tea leaves. More NFL weeks of regular season football equal fewer weeks of preseason football. 18-game regular season schedule, 2 preseason games. That beats 16 regular season games in a month of preseason football. One of the main things I've heard as a kind of rebuttal here, as a counterpoint to this version of an 18-game schedule where the players were still maxed or capped out at 16 games each, I've heard, well, you know, how are coaches going to decide when to bench certain players? How are NFL coaches going to decide who plays and who sits? If I pay, Tony Dungy said this to Mike Florio. Tony Dungy said, what if you buy tickets to see the Browns play in Arizona, and it's the only time Cleveland goes to Arizona in 8 years, and because the Cardinals stink, Freddie Kitchens decides in that game he's going to play his backup quarterback, and he's going to bench Odell Beckham Jr. Now you've paid all this money. It's a once-in-a-generation thing for the Browns to play in the Cardinals, and you're getting backups. That was Dungy's point. That point ignores one of the biggest facts of football. And that's almost no one gets through a regular season unscathed. So what do I mean by that? Outside of kickers and punters, present to me a list of players who go through an entire NFL season without showing up on the injury report. How often do you think that happens? Where linemen, skill position players, linebackers, guys in the secondary, running backs. How many of those guys do you think from week 1 through week 17 never show up on an injury report? What this does, and this is why, this is the main argument the NFL owners have to make to the players, one of the main arguments. This is going to protect players because now teams, I think, are going to be more willing to err on the side of caution. If a guy is questionable early in the year, if it's a 16-game schedule, they're going to shoot up a guy with Torzol or some kind of numbing agent, some kind of pain management shot, and the guy's going to go out there and play and probably in the long run do more harm to himself. But now, if you know a guy has to sit for 2 games and he's questionable, and it's like probably 40-60 he shouldn't play, it gives the coaches and the training staff a reason to bench a guy. So I think this schedule promotes long-term health for players. And yeah, I get it. Quarterbacks probably stay healthy in today's NFL more than they did in the past because of the rules we've passed. All right, well, you got to win 2 games with your backup quarterback. To me, that is just a minor point to much bigger points. I do think that football is the ultimate team game, and with an 18-game schedule where you can only play a guy for 16 games, it forces you to build, I think, a more complete roster. Depth is even more important. Depth is already important because of the injury rate in football, but now it's even more important with something like this. You know, I want to go back to what Dungy said about the Browns here. Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio, we're talking about the NFL's 18-game proposal, maxing out players for 16 games. So they're not asking guys to play more here. They just want more games for more money. Dungy's point, well, you buy tickets to a game. This team only comes to this city once every 8 years. Guys get benched. The fans get ripped off. I hate that argument. I hate it in so many ways. If you let's talk about the team that Tony Dungy coached for a second. In 2011, I buy my Colts season tickets on July 14th. In 2011, I'm thinking in July 14th, I'm going to watch Peyton Manning. I'm going to watch Peyton Manning quarterback the Colts, probably to 12 wins, and then I'll put down my deposit on playoff tickets and season tickets for 2012, and I'll take my chances that the Colts win a couple playoff games and go on a run again, which was like every Colts season for a decade and a half. Well, then that year, Manning has the neck injury. Instead of watching Peyton Manning for 16 games, I get Curtis Painter. I bought my tickets in July. I thought Peyton Manning was going to play. I can't march down to Colts headquarters, knock on Jim Irsay's door and demand a refund because I thought I was signing up for Peyton Manning. If I was a 49ers fan last year, I'm excited because they bring in Jimmy Garoppolo. I pay a couple $1,000s for a seat license at Levi Stadium in season tickets because I want to watch Garoppolo play. Well, then he gets hurt in week three, and I'm stuck watching Nick Mullins the rest of the year. It's football. These things happen. People get injured. It's not a guarantee when you buy a ticket in New England that you're going to watch Tom Brady for 16 games. We already see you. It's buyer beware in week 17. You're either going to see a de facto playoff game where teams are going like crazy to get themselves in, or they're benching their starters. And it's a glorified scrimmage. It's a preseason game. So I'm all for the 18 games. I don't know if you can tell if you've been listening so far. I'm all for it. I think it would get interesting, too, from this perspective. Who are the two extra games against? You could schedule a rivalry game, an NFC-AFC annual rivalry game. You could schedule an intra-conference rivalry game. So if you're the Giants, you know you're going to play the Jets every year with 18 games. If you're the Cowboys, you know you're going to play the Texans every year with 18 games. If you're the Steelers, you know you're going to play the Eagles every year with 18 games. If you're the Redskins, you know you're going to play the Ravens every year with 18 games. So it gives you a chance to add a rivalry game from the other conference, right? You can add a rivalry game in conference. Every year, the Cowboys can play the Cardinals instead of once every 3 years. And last but not least, I've saved the biggest point for last. If the television networks and all the contracts are up in a couple of years, if you give them an 18-game schedule, they're going to give you more money. And the more money the TV networks, whether it's CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, over-the-air channels, or the streaming companies, Amazon, Hulu, Netflix, Netflix wouldn't work because it's not live streaming, but those places, Facebook, Twitter, the more money they give you, the more it's going to trickle down to the players. And if the players aren't asked to play more, who loses? If they go to the players and say, look, we're not going to ask you to play 18 games. You're going to play 16 games out of an 18-game schedule. And if you're questionable, there's a better chance we're going to rest you to get healthy than force you into action and play you. And I don't understand why, unless you, for some reason, are against the owners making more money, against the players making more money, why as a fan would you be against an 18-game schedule? Tell me. Who doesn't want more real football? More regular season games, more games to bet on, more fantasy football, maybe more rivalry games. Football starts Labor Day weekend instead of the second week in September. instead of being in the dead of summer right now, training camps would already be underway. You tell me why it doesn't make sense. I love the 18-game schedule, and I've heard a lot of people argue against it, and I'm not really sure why. So maybe you're one of those people and you want to fight me on it this morning. I'm ready. 855-212-4CBS is the telephone number. That's 855-212-4227. You heard Roger Goodell explain it. Those are my thoughts on the matter. The NFL going from 16 games to 18 games, the way they're trying to put it together. Do you like it? Do you not like it? Are you for it? Are you against it? I want your thoughts next. It's Andrew Filippone, the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Pony Express.
Talking about Wall Street Journal story, NFL going to 18 games, but that's not breaking news. It's the way they want to structure it with the same number of games allowed, meaning players would only be allowed 16 games. So it would not change in terms of a workload, stress on the body. The players, I guess, could say back, well, you're asking us to practice more for an extra 2 weeks. And I'm assuming the NFL owners would have to make more concessions there in terms of practice times and how many times a week you could hit and wear pads in practice. That to me, could be worked out. That's not going to be, I don't think, a wedge or something that prevents this proposal from moving forward. The biggest reason why it has to happen is because of promises Roger Goodell has made to NFL owners. He's talking about taking the league from $15 billion in revenue up to $30 billion, doubling it in the next few years. And the way he does that is by getting more money from the TV networks. So, the Monday Night Football deal is up in 2021, so 2 years from now. And then the Sunday ticket deal with DirecTV is through 2022. Same with Fox, CBS, and NBC. If you're going to make a seismic change to the NFL, you need years of preparation and work. You know, you don't announce that the Raiders are going to move from Oakland to Las Vegas, and next week they take a Mayflower truck like the Colts did from Baltimore and Indianapolis, and they play games in Las Vegas tomorrow. It doesn't work that way. So to do something that completely flips football on its ear, it's going to take time. And if they're going to get more money from these television networks, from these media conglomerates, they need to offer more. They need to offer more. The NFL viewership went up 5% last year, but before that it was down 10%. I think the year before it was down 15%. So their ebbs and flows, ups and downs. It is still a great investment if you are Disney and you own ABC and ESPN. Football, despite the Kaepernick scandal and fears about concussions, they haven't forced us to turn away from NFL games or football in general. In fact, of the 100 most watched television shows in 2018, the most watched television programs, 91 of them were football games. What the NFL does is it sets up appointment viewing better than any other product. Pick whatever TV show you like the most, whether it's Stranger Things on Netflix, whether it was just Game of Thrones on HBO, take your pick. With a lot of these shows now, you don't have to watch them live. And if you're watching them on a premium service, there are no commercials to begin with. There are no advertisement. You're paying a subscription. You're paying a price to watch it without commercial interruption. And so if you're an advertiser out there, if you're Nike, if you're Coca-Cola, if you're Tide detergent, right? You know that if you advertise with the NFL, you're going to get a lot of people to watch, and people aren't going to fast forward through your ad. So that's why the big networks think it's worth it to align themselves with the NFL. Appointment viewing, and people have to watch it live. And Goodell, in order to get more money, though, has to offer them more. And that's where the 18-game schedule comes in. And I think the way they have laid it out is a compromise to the players. The big question is safety. keeping these people in one piece. We're seeing the CTE numbers, like 87% of the former NFL players' brains that have been studied show signs of CTE. You know, this is something that we look at posthumously. We can't look at it while you're living. It's only something you can do after passing away, where you have doctors and neurologists look at your brain and identify whether or not you're suffering from this kind of chronic brain trauma. And look, we know that this is not, no matter how many rules we put into football, you're not going to make it a safe sport. It's always going to be a violent collision contact sport. But look, if you're going to get more money and you got to find a middle ground, then I think this is the best way to do it. And I don't know why fans would be opposed to it. Are there going to be instances where it's going to take a little bit of strategy and teams might have to get smarter, and now your backup quarterback might be more important, and your second and third stringers, you're going to need a full 53-man roster probably, even more so than today? Yeah. But I don't see how that's a bad thing for the ultimate team game, which is NFL football. So I want to get your thoughts on this today. I'll put the phone number out there again. It's 855-212-4227. That phone number is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. I'm for the 18-game schedule. I'm just a fan. I want to watch more games. I'd rather watch these games, two extra weeks of regular season football than four preseason games. And if they've got to get cute and they've got to get smart and they've got to think outside the box to make 18 games happen, I'm all for it. That's two extra games to bet on. That's two extra weeks of fantasy. That's two extra weeks of build up, ramping up, getting excited about games, rather than two extra slow weeks on the calendar where we talk about things like the freaking ESPYs. So I'm all for an 18-game schedule, and I wonder if you feel the same way. At 855-212-4CBS, that's 855-212-4227. We got Mr. Semyon Varlamov on updates today. Peter Schwartz, who was just so excited that they jettison one of the best goaltenders in the NHL last year, is New York Islanders.
Well, if it brings Ilya Sorokin from Russia next year, then I'm all for the move, because that's what the word is that because they're buddies and they share the same agent, that was the reasoning for going after him to bring the kid from Russia.
It's like a Rick Paul situation with NBA players, where now the NHL's got friends that want to team up.
I've been waiting 3 years for this kid from Russia who never gives up any goals in the KHL. And he's an Islanders draft pick, and if this brings him to Long Island next year, then I'm all for it. And the Islanders have the two best goalie coaches in the NHL, so they could probably put you or me between the pipes, and it would work out. So we'll see what happens.
All right, seven more years of Mr. Lee.
My kids are very happy about that, because they have blank Islander jerseys and they wanted the Lee 27 on them, and I'm like, as soon as he puts pen to paper on the contract, we'll take him back to the Islander store and we'll get the name and number put on. So I owe them that now.
NFL season going from 16 to 18. More on that coming up. Plus, next hour, Westbrook and Harden. What does that dynamic duo have in store for next NBA season?
This is the Pony Express.
And you can listen on the radio.com app. It's free to download your iPhone, Android device, able to stream shows like this one on CBS Sports Radio and all of our affiliated local stations as well. So let's say you're a big Eagles fan living in Southern California. You download the radio.com app. You can listen to WIP, the flagship home of Eagles football, and get all of your Eagles takes on there for free. You're a Green Bay Packers fan living in Topeka, Kansas. You can listen to The Fan in Milwaukee and get the thoughts of guys up there. Like Leroy Butler does afternoons on that Green Bay station or Milwaukee station. Get his take on the Packers. Radio.com app, it's great. I've got it. I take it everywhere. When I was in Jamaica a couple of weeks ago, I was listening. And I'm listening to your thoughts right now on the NFL trying to go from 16 games to 18. And the way they're doing it, they're not asking more out of the players. The maximum an individual player can play, can suit up under this proposal, is 16 games. So the way I see it is, NFL players, you play the same amount of games, you do the same, you get paid more because the rights fees are going to go up and there's going to be a trickle-down effect for the players. And as a fan, it's great. It's two more weeks of football. It's two more weeks of betting. It's two more weeks of fantasy. It's two more full weekends of watching NFL football. It's two fewer weeks of the preseason football games that we absolutely loathe and detest. So as a fan, why wouldn't you want this? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It gives the NFL a chance to create matchups, too, that we don't often get. The Giants can play the Jets every year. The Redskins can play the Ravens every year. The Steelers can play the Eagles every year. The Cowboys can play the Texans every year. The Rams can play the Chargers every year. Now they play each other once every 4 years in crossover games. Set up a rivalry. You got 18 games now. You got to find two extra football games. Set up a rivalry game every year. Who does that hurt? In-state bragging rights, city bragging rights, state bragging rights. 855-212-4227. Here's Marty in Tampa. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Marty.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Well, I've got a couple of problems. I like the 18-game schedule, don't get me wrong. I don't see it being anything other than a money grab for the owners they open the door completely for globalization of the league now. You're going to see more games in London, a game in Barcelona,
sure,
more games in Mexico City. And I don't think your average NFL fan cares or wants that.
Do you think your average NFL fan would rather watch a fourth preseason game or two NFL teams play in Mexico City?
Nobody watches preseason games.
Well, there you go. You answered your own question. You answered the question right there.
No, but I don't want to see. I want to see the Tampa Bay Buccaneers playing Ray J. You know, I don't want to give up a game, and they're going to say, "Well, you didn't."
Yeah, you're right. You're not going to give up a game because you already got eight.
But that doesn't matter now. Now it's a 18 game schedule. The other thing is too, how would you like to be the backup right tackle? And this happens all the time.
Well, right, there you go. Format, you just bit off your words again, because backups have to get thrown in all the time because of injuries. And that's why they'll go in now. Guys who are completely healthy are probably not going to get scratched. It's going to be players who are questionable, and with two games where guys now have to sit out, they're probably going to side or err on the side of caution more with this format than they have in the past. And one more thing you said, if it's a cash grab for the owners, Marty, it's a cash grab for the players too, because the cash is going to trickle down to them. Absolutely.
They play a 16-game contract now, they'll play a 16-game contract then.
You're missing the point. The salary cap would have to go up. The way that the CBA is written, 48.5% of league revenue by rule has to go to the players. So if they get the TV money and they're making a lot more money, 48.5% has to go to the players. So if they're getting double what they got from ABC, if they get double, if the new Monday Night Football package pays them double, then that's gonna double what the players get. Or almost, it's 48.5%. That's the way it's written. It's not like the owners can negotiate new TV deals and just pocket all the money for themselves. If you think it works that way, then you have absolutely no basic understanding of how leagues operate. Because the people who provide the entertainment, provide the services, play the games, have negotiated deals where they get a certain cut of the money the league brings in. And right now, it's 48.5%. So more TV dollars means more money for the players. And if they're still only going to play 16 games out of an 18-game schedule, then you tell me who loses. Who gets hurt by this? I think it's a win-win all the way around. Conrad's in Milwaukee. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Conrad. Hello, Conrad. Goodbye, Conrad. Here is Dylan in Virginia. Hi, Dylan. You're on the Pony Express.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing today?
Hey.
So my only, like, honestly, you've made a lot of great quality points. So if the 18-game schedule ends up happening, I'm not going to be, you know, pissed about it. My only complaint is, as you look at all the players in the NFL, you got about 1,500, I think, maybe a little more, maybe a little less.
Yeah.
Out of all those players, you dip into the quality, and you've got, what, 10, maybe 15, like, genuine good quality quarterbacks. And it kind of breaks down that way almost at every position. You know, you've got 15 to 20 solid, you know, defensive end slash outside linebackers. But then after that, you start to dip into guys who, you know, aren't impacting the game. Teams.
Well, we dip into those guys every year anyways because of injuries.
Yeah, and like I said, you've made, like, that's another quality point. But
like last year, let's look at the Patriots for a second. Last year, okay? Brady's dealing with a knee injury in December. So, Bill Belichick could have, like the Miami game and the Pittsburgh game, he could have started Brian Hoyer in both of those games, allowed for Brady to heal up, play in week 16, week 17, so he's not going rusty into the playoffs, get an extra bye week, and he's at 100% by the time the Chargers come to town for a divisional playoff game. Like, the idea, because I've heard this a lot, the idea that guys are just going to get healthy scratched, star players who are 100% healthy, are not going to play in games is inconceivable to me. It doesn't make sense.
Out. Yeah, so, I mean, my biggest thing is just if you start to, you know, if you've got those, you know, I guess it more or less just breaks down into which coaches are able to strategize, you know, how are they going to divvy it up, to be honest.
And fans love that stuff. Fans love extra coach strategy. How coaches game manage, timeouts, challenges, instant replay. Now you've got something else to debate about a roster for a game. Should this guy play? Should he not? Should they hold him out? Is it worth playing him banged up? Do you use one of his two scratch games? I mean, to me, that's just more debate. It's more discussion, and that's obviously good for the NFL. David's in Buffalo. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, David.
Hey, Andrew. Love the show.
Thank you.
I agree with you. I also think that they could add more buys in because they could shorten the training camps. They could shorten, say, preseason to two games. That's all you really need. I mean, you're a talented evaluator at your job. You know what's out there. And, you know, I also like to see them go to, say, doubleheaders on Monday, Thursday, and Sunday. Start an East Coast game at 5 and then either the West or the Mountain time at, you know, 8:30. You know?
I mean, that to me, like, you still have 32 teams. So if you add an extra game to Thursday or Monday, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul, essentially. Right? Like, you're limiting. One of the things the NFL has done here by taking more money from Fox for a Thursday package, more money from ESPN Disney for Monday night. My favorite version of the NFL is when you've got a full Sunday and it's also, it's balanced. So you've got a bunch of 1 o'clock Eastern kickoffs and you've got a handful of 4:25 games too. Like, the worst thing for me, the biggest letdown, you want to talk about like ruining a buzz, is when it's a Sunday, and there were a ton of 1 o'clock Eastern games. And those end, and you're like sensory overload because a lot of them came down to the wire. And then the 4 o'clock games start up, and there's like one feature game, like the Packers and Cowboys. And then like maybe the Cardinals are playing somebody on the West Coast, and they like maybe throw in like a random AFC South game. And that's all you've got in that 4 o'clock window of games. I hate when the NFL does that. The NFL is at its best where you feel from 1 o'clock Eastern on Sunday till 7:30 at night where it's been nonstop action. And you're not necessarily just glued in on one game. You're able to canvass the entire league for the entire day. And if one game goes bad and gets ugly, You've got a bunch of other options. That is the NFL at its finest. And when, and the reason why those 4 o'clock games, now they don't want to regionalize them. They want those big matchups at 4:25 because they want as many eyeballs on the premier afternoon game as possible. They want to get as many eyeballs as they can. And I think that that's probably a disservice to the common or casual football fan. I don't want, I've already got a Sunday night game that's a standalone game. I don't need another standalone game at 4 o'clock. Coming up next, we're going to switch gears here. I appreciate some of your feedback. Did not get the kind of like, vitriolic or venomous anti-18 game takes that I thought. I think because people maybe are hearing this and are thinking rationally and pragmatically about the ways it could work and the ways it benefits us as football fans. But like I said, I do want to switch things up. Like, I can't do this show today and not offer up an opinion on what happened with the Houston Rockets and Oklahoma City Thunder. This gigantic, knew that Westbrook was going to get traded. Did not think in my wildest dreams it was going to be to Houston. And I've got some thoughts on this. I think they're different from, it's not going to be just kind of some of the standard things you've heard about this reunion between Westbrook and Harden. I'm going to try to ask some hard questions of you as an NBA fan. If you care about this league, if you're a fan of the NBA, I'm going to ask you some questions about Harden and Westbrook. And I think, based on the way that I phrase or frame these questions, it might make you either change your mind or it might make you think a little bit more critically about these two guys playing together next year. I do want to let you know that you can follow me on Twitter if there's a point you think I missed. If there's something you want to remind me of, if you want to debate something with me off the air, you can, at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I, Express spelled conventionally. You can follow us on Twitter at CBS Sports Radio. The phone number is 855-212-4227. Can't wait to do a little NBA talk with you next hour. And we got Anthony Davis and some of the things he said at his press conference to chew on as well. Hey, listen to us on Echo. Tell Alexa to play CBS Sports Radio. Tell her to play the Pony Express. More to come right after this. I'm Andrew Filippone on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.